next in the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. The Illini are 0-1 in conference and 1-3 overall. Illinois is at home this Saturday to take on Purdue at 3:30 Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yes, sir. We're excited to get back out on the practice field today. You know, after a tough loss against Nebraska last week, I think our ball club improved in a lot of areas, but you know, it's always about that W. Have a few injuries, you know, nothing major, anything like that, but and hopefully we'll have most of those players back this weekend. But we are, you know, as I said, we are 0-1 in Big Ten play and get another chance to get a Big Ten, our first Big Ten win this week. Have a long history against Purdue. Of course, we're playing for the Cannon this week. So I'll take your questions.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Lovie, the $130 million facilities upgrade you guys announced yesterday, just what will that do for your program moving forward?
Well, it'll do quite a bit. I mean, you know, nowadays guys would like to see a visual of, you know, where you're going and your commitment to, you know, having a first, you know, a program similar to others. Our facilities are good right now, but this will give us a chance to have facilities that will compare to anybody's around. And, you know, for our students, I mean, you know, academic center, you know, better meeting rooms. So all of that should help quite a bit, and it's pretty important as guys determine what schools they want to go to.
And, you know, I know Josh Whitman had talked about this kind of stuff before. How important was this commitment to you when you took this job, knowing that this should be coming?
Well, this was just a part of the overall plan of us and where we want to take our program. A part of that we felt like was to improve the facilities around here. So that was a part of the initial conversation to just acknowledge the direction that we're heading. And but it's one thing to talk about it. You can't wait to see that it becomes a reality and it's official. And now that's the case. And we'll just keep moving on. I know for a fact that it has to help us going forward. We have so much to offer here, but, I mean, that's another visual sign.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Kyle Charters, Golden Black Illustrated.
Hi, Coach. Just wanted to talk to you about your running game. Just where do you feel like that's at right now, and what sort of things can you improve on there?
Well, we can improve, you know, quite a bit, even though we are getting some production. Offensive line-wise first, just talking about it, Austin Smith, one of our tackles, didn't play last week. So to get him, you know, hopefully to be able to get him back, which will allow us to move Gabe Megason in his rightful position. That should help. And then running back-wise, we played, you know, Reggie Corbin this past week and Kendrick Foster. They were in a different role. They were in different roles in the lead position and got very good production from both of those. We have Keyshawn Vaughn also, who's an excellent player. So we have three running backs that we feel like bring something different to the table. And as we go through, of course, we're still formulating a game plan for this week to get them involved more. Our receivers have been doing a great job, too, blocking for the run, which has allowed us to make some, you know, some minimum gains become, you know, larger ones.
Is Vaughn still in that rotation there?
Vaughn is in the mix. All three of the guys are still in the mix. Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you doing some two-back stuff this year, you know, sort of bringing that in from the NFL?
I wouldn't say from the NFL. I know we didn't, you know, last year there wasn't a fullback on our roster. We have a fullback now in Nate Eckert that's a valuable part of what we're doing, too, in our running game. Well, coming from the NFL, that's who we are, I think, to truly say you're running, you're committed to the run, there's a time when you can use a good fullback.
So what about your defensive ends? What have made those two guys effective this year? And do you hope that, you know, with some of Purdue's problems they have on their offensive line, that you can get some pretty good pressure with your front four this weekend?
Well, I think it doesn't matter who we're playing. We go into every game feeling like we must and we have to get pressure from our defensive line and both of our ends. And I'm talking about DeJuan Smoot, the great player, you know, I believe. And Carroll Phillips has really played that way also. Both of them are legitimate rushers on the outside. They both play hard. They'll play the run. I don't think it matters who we're playing. We feel like that they should be able to match up with whatever tackles they're going against. And that will definitely be the case. We'll need them. I think Purdue's offensive line has played well, so it'll be a big challenge for us this week.
Again, to ask a question, so press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Nathan Baird, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hi, Lovie. Obviously, kind of a perfect storm that Purdue ran into a little bit last week in terms of its own offense. Where do you think they can still challenge you guys with their offense?
Well, I just know what I see from their offense. I think their quarterback does, I know the Texan is doing a great job. He makes good decisions. He's a thrower that, is not looking to run right away, but he can beat you, you know, when he needs to running the ball. I think they have an excellent running back, two very good wide receivers. And offensive line-wise, I've been very impressed, especially Jordan Ruth, number 70, is a good football player. So, you know, when you spread people out, there's an awful lot of things you can do. And I'm talking about whether they're committed to throwing the pass that day and are against, you know, rushing the ball. They've, a lot of plays. I think they probably average about 80 plays a game, and no one has really shut them down. I know this last week the game got out of hand a little bit, but they've been moving the ball against everyone, so it'll be a big challenge for our group this week.
Is it a team coming off of a loss like they just had any more dangerous as you're preparing as a coach because they may come in with more chip on their shoulder, something to prove, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, you're talking about us or them?
For them. I know you guys had a tough loss.
I know what you're saying, but I'm saying we're coming in with a chip on our shoulder too. We lost a tough game also, and we're trying to get our first Big Ten win too. So I think both teams are looking at it the same way. Two teams that need a win in the worst way with history. So we're expecting, of course, our best. We expect that each week, and they can be a good football team. But for us, we have to clean up some things that we've done the last few weeks that hasn't allowed us an opportunity to win the game, and mainly finishing the game. We've had our moments.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care.